Today is Wednesday, October 12th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. All right, so we pre-recorded Gary on the Twitter. I'm trying to look to see what he said. He says he missed throwing down live, and he saw that Mark got his passport. And he also said that my photos of Mark were great. So we're going to talk about that. So anyway, we left. I pre-recorded Tuesday's show because I thought, well, I was working from the hotel. And I thought we would be home at 8 or 9 o'clock last night. And I didn't want to get home and then have to record an episode and post it and all that kind of stuff. And so I pre-recorded. Luckily, we had a weekend, so although it was more of a relaxing weekend than like a weekend. But luckily, we had a weekend so that I had a few things to talk about rather than it being in the middle of the week when, you know, I would have nothing to talk about. But anyway, so we left. I recorded. We left about 4:15, so I left work a little bit early. I pushed all my meetings and all that kind of stuff and made sure I had my work done by 4 o'clock. And we left and we dropped Sydney off at my mom's house. And then we left to go on the trip. And actually the drive was pretty because actually both ways. So I will say that, or I don't know why I will say this, but anyway, that the drive was pretty. I find country scenes to be pretty, and Mark and I have discussed this a lot because, and I mean just generic, a lot areas with lots of trees, not anything special. It doesn't have to be mountains or waterfalls or anything like that. I just find a lot of trees, and you know, it's getting to be fall, and so the fall colors are starting, and there's a kind of a stretch of road between where we live and or Fayetteville and Fort Smith where there's the Boston Mountains. And so there's a lot of these. So there are mountains, actually, but there are mountains. They're not really tall mountains. They're just more foothills, kind of. I don't know how to describe, but they're mountains. But I mean, they are mountains, the Boston Mountains, but they're not crane your neck like really tall mountains. They're like 2,000 feet high or something, or 3,000 feet. They're not 11,000 feet like in Colorado or whatever they are. I just made that up. I'm not sure. So anyway, so really pretty area. And then when you get past the mountains, there's just a lot of really rural areas with trees and green fields and pastures. And I just find it very relaxing and calming. And I was telling Mark, I was like, you know, I think the reason that I find it beautiful and kind of relaxing and calming and everything is because I grew up in South Arkansas in a small town of 6,000 people. A lot of pine trees. It was flat. It's flat down there. There aren't mountains or hills or anything. It's flat. But just a lot of trees, a lot of windy roads with little small houses and no real city to speak of. And I find it to be comforting for some reason. If I could live in an area like that but have gigabit internet and be able to somehow magically transport to a city for theater and shopping and, you know, theme parks and stuff like that, I think it would be perfect. Or if I was wealthy and had a helicopter and a helicopter pilot, and I could live in my little rural house, you know, probably with a swimming pool in the back and all of that. But then I could helicopter out to watch theater at night and go shopping and whatever. And have, if I had gigabit internet and I can do my streaming and my podcasting and all that kind of stuff, you know, that would be perfect. But, and I think that's one of the reasons I kind of like where the neighborhood that we live in, because if I look out our window, I see fields with cows. So anyway, we drove, it was about a 4-hour drive, something like that. We drove down, we listened to some podcasts and some, we talked, we do a lot of talking. So we were, when we drive, Mark and I do a lot of talking, which is nice. We don't always have to have music or podcasts or whatever on. And we got to the, we stopped at a burger place in Russellville and it's called Whataburger. Whataburger. But it's not Whataburger. It's not the chain that I'm always talking about. It is a restaurant in Russellville. It is a mom and pop kind of, but it's been there for, I don't know, 60, 70 years probably. I don't know how long it's been there, but it's been, it's right across from the university in Russellville. It's in a tiny little brick building. They have all this college memorabilia and all this kind of stuff up on the walls. And their burgers are just really good. And their fries, you get a fry and you could share a large fry with three or four people. I got a chocolate shake and a double cheeseburger and fry. We shared fries. So good. And it was a nice, it was about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes into the journey. It was actually right at the halfway point. So we ate and then we swapped because we split our driving. And so it was a nice relaxing, the whole drive was nice and relaxing. We got there around, I don't know, 8:30, 9 o'clock, something like that. And we were staying at a Marriott town, I can't remember, but it was a town central place or town place, town suites, something like that. And it was nice, actually. Obviously not 4-star. We weren't staying at a resort or something like that. He was just going, we were staying for one night to do a passport. But he selected it because, and it was so sweet of him, it's set up for business travelers. And so there was a kitchen with a stovetop and a little dishwasher and a refrigerator and but they had a workstation with a desk, a pull-out desk with a light over it and all the stuff that you could set your computer on. And I know a lot of hotels now have desks. It's not a huge thing, but it was all set up. We brought some drinks from home so that we could have drinks in the refrigerator, and that was really nice. And we were all set. They were really nice at the reception and, you know, asking us, oh, why are you in town and all that. I mean, I don't normally like being too chit-chatty, but she wasn't too chit-chatty. She was just nice enough, just nice enough. And the next morning, that night we just kind of laid on the bed and watched Netflix and that's about it. Just kind of relaxed. And then in the morning, he got up and had to go to get his passport. And I was working. So I set up my lap. I got up, took my shower, set up my laptop. And I had meetings. Actually, I had meetings most of the day, but they were not meetings that I was presenting or leading a meeting. They were demo. I had a demo from a tool that we're wanting to try that's a third-party tool. And because I'm a product manager, I'm invited to some of these and we do proof of concepts and we bring them in and see if they really solve the problem that they're trying to solve. So I had a demo and then I had a accessibility testing or accessibility training for, it was a 3-hour thing. So I was just sitting on a call for like 3 hours in this hotel room, but it was provided by Microsoft and it was all about how you should do your website for blind people and people who are deaf and people who, you know, things of that nature or even mobility challenged or anything like that and the things you should do and then how to test for that to see if your site is accessible. Because my platform team, we're going to start providing or we may start providing some tooling to allow developers to test their sites. So like, you know, spitvalvefactory.com or whatever. And so I did that. Mark went. Now, we were kind of, I was really irritated because I was so proud of those photos that I took for his passport. And they were so cute, I thought. And we had one selected where he was smiling and all that kind of stuff. And he gets there and he gets there early. He lines up, goes in. He said the lady was really nice and helpful. But apparently his face was not big enough in the photo. And I used a guide, but I misread the guide on how to use it. And there were two lines, and apparently his face was supposed to go all the way out to the outside line, and I did it to the inside line. And so they were unable to use the photo that I took. All that work I did on the weekend and setting up the, it was for naught. For naught. But they did have the ability to take a photo there, so they took a photo. He came back while he was waiting on them to print it. We had lunch together. I wrapped up my calls, and I ended my day about 2. They called him. He went back, picked up his passport, and we drove back last night. So it was a successful trip. He now has a passport, so it's all good. All right, we'll end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.